The American dream has become a nightmare.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. The American dream has become a nightmare, and it's getting worse all the time. We're not able to wake up from it. Phone lines are loaded up. I got Pete on the line here. Pete, you were just talking about 5 minutes worth. I mean, if the truth is in your face. Seymour Hersh did an excellent article on it. Okay, Biden basically admitted it. Victoria Nuland admitted it. Jake Sullivan admitted it. And oh no, we didn't do it. Oh, come on. I mean, how stupid do they think we are? Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll get off. But you should. I just sent that interview. You can. It's a couple minutes in, but it's amazing how long that goes. And every single media personality. But it's very much like, and Glenn Greenwald did much the same when he talked about people's response to Twitter and how the Twitter feeds and how they were doxing everybody and the Matt Taibbi stuff, and all that stuff is the same. And the same deal with the 51 intelligence guys that said that Russia was behind Russia.
James Russian Clapper decision. And the whole rest of the gang. I know, I know.
They're all owned by the CIA as well as BlackRock. The CIA is owned by BlackRock. Let's face it. All those guys at the CIA and FBI, they want to be rich. Anyways, listen. I'm signing off here because I know you got other guys, but thanks for giving me the time, Michael.
You bet. Thanks, Pete. Appreciate it. Okay, we got Francis, we got Bruce, we got Charlie. Hang on to all you guys. Let's go to Charlie in Florida first. You're on with Michael. Charlie, how you doing?
Oh, hey. Glad to hear you, Michael. Great report as usual. really good information. I just wanted to add a couple of things about the last caller's right. They are censoring this news about the pipeline, and especially in Germany. One guy I was listening to today said that German people don't even know about it. Judge Napolitano said he believes this goes through an act of war and against our Constitution, what we did over there. And
yes,
the German people don't realize this, but this is going to affect their economy tremendously because it's already, the gas shutdown has already caused a lot of their major manufacturing to shut down that relied on that Russian gas. And so their economy is going to be hit really hard, which also is going to hit the European Union. And some people are saying this may have been a way about not just hitting Russia, but also a strike to take on the European Union and the German economy, because Germany's not going to be, they're going to be really hit hard by this. Mm-hmm. All the people that were hired by these companies and everything, these factories and everything that were producing all these different types of materials and stuff are going to be hit pretty hard. The other thing I wanted to talk about was you mentioned it. It had to. Oh shoot! I lost my train of thought. But the the thing about Russia getting prepared for nuclear war. Russia has said that any use of uranium-tipped rounds and uranium rounds and stuff would be considered, they would consider that as nuclear strike.
Right.
And so. Yeah,
and aren't we? And it didn't Biden say he was going to send depleted uranium rounds over there?
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Why don't you just go, it's like a bully on a playground daring you to hit him. And at what point in time, this is why I said before, Charlie, at what point in time any sane man, where's the line that you don't cross? Okay. And they just keep pushing him and pushing him and pushing him until finally, you couldn't blame the guy for saying, okay, enough is enough, because look at the death. Look at the amount of people that have died over this nonsense. I'm sorry, that's my 2 cents, but go ahead. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. They deployed just in the last day or so to two warships that are, Russia I'm talking about, that are loaded with nuclear missiles. And so they're looking at this and they're saying, if you guys push us in anymore, they consider those rounds as being a nuclear attack. The same thing, they said the same thing about any kind of dirty bomb that would go off
right
over there as well.
And so the question for you, Charlie, and the entire audience, is at this particular point in time, with all that's going on, could you blame him if he did? I couldn't.
No, he's being backed into a corner, really. I mean, he's just responded
right
to what we're
right
doing to them. We're doing yeah over there. And by the way, Poland is also beefing up. We've been sending new nuclear weapons bombs into Poland as well. So
oh, yeah,
don't think that he hasn't got other, he's not seeing this as well. But yeah,
well,
the Seymour Hirsch article is verified by other reports too. There were other people that came out and said the talked about divers going in. Oh, I think it was in Poland.
Well, it was even before that report came out. It was pretty much a done deal. I mean, anybody with two brain cells rubbed together knew that we did it, you know. But Seymour Hirsch just reported it, you know, in his eloquent way that he did. But I mean, I had already reached that conclusion. As a matter of fact, I had spoken about it to a number of different people that were willing to listen. But you know, the scary part about this is that just like when Pete called in, he was talking about 5 minutes worth of trying to debunk this and blaming Russia and all this stuff, okay, and the vast majority of the American people are lapping up the Kool-Aid. They aren't listening to RBN, which is another reason why you need to support RBN, folks, because there's only a minimal amount of people out here that are telling the truth, and it's your responsibility as well as mine to bring those people in and say, hey, wake up. Charlie, you want to add anything else before I go to the next caller?
No, sir. I think that's it. I just wanted to point out the fact that we are absolutely pushing them to respond that way, and this thing is that's going on over there is being they're not reporting it. The thing on the Seymour Hirsch article and the what happened in Germany, and the Germans don't even know anything about it at all. It's being news is being suppressed big time.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your input, Charlie. Let's go to Bruce in Texas. Thanks for holding, Bruce. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
You can hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and you're entirely correct on the financial motivations and the political concerning the war in Ukraine. But just like 9/11, and those of us who are kind of schooled into what really happened and everything, the details that was left out of the media, we know that this government is capable, more than capable, of blowing up the pipelines and just denying it straight up. Are you familiar with the Rabbi Messiah Menachem Mendel Schneerson?
Yes, I'm familiar with him.
There's always another element to this. There was a 9/11, and this is a speech he gave. I'm going to just read it off real quick, and then you can comment, and then that's all I had.
All right.
And this is available on henrymackhow.com. Basically, I'll make it as condensed as possible. He says, Slavs, and among them Russians, are the most unbendable people in the world. Slavs are unbendable as a result of their psychological and intellectual abilities created by many generations of ancestors. It is impossible to alter these genes. Slav, Russian can be destroyed, but never conquered. That is why this seed is subject to liquidation and at first a sharp reduction in their numbers. First of all, we will divide the Slavic nation into smaller countries with weak and severed connections. For this, we will use our old method, divide and conquer. Does that sound like the Ukrainian coup of 2014?
Yeah,
we will try to put 50, Victoria Nuland. And by the way, your husband was involved in PNAC.
Right.
So there's that. Yeah, we will pit these countries against each other and suck them into civil wars for the sake of mutual destruction. The Ukrainians would think that they are fighting against the expansionist Russia and struggling for their independence. They will think that they have finally gained their freedom while they become fully subdued by us. Now, who did they put in charge of the Ukraine? Zelensky. Okay. One of them, okay. The same will be thought of by Russians as though they defend their national interest to return their lands, illegally taken away from them, and so on. See, as you can see, that's what he said. No. You can go to henrymackhow.com if you want to find it.
Well, no, it's straight out of the Protocols for the Learned Elders of Zion playbook, you know? That's all I can say about it. You know, it's just, it fits perfectly. Anyway, all right. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate the input. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, young man.
Hi.
As far as this whole thing is concerned, and, well, ad nauseum, you know the whole picture, as well as everybody else does. Apparently, this whole thing with Ukraine is one part of a buffet. The other parts of the buffet of distraction is balloon, up, up, and away, my beautiful balloon, all the way to train derailments and harming people here in the U.S., in the States. You name it, there's at least five or six different distractions. That's one of which. The players apparently have their place to go. How they're getting paid? Well, if they have a Swiss bank account or other offshore bank accounts, why aren't they being confiscated?
Because they're a part of the big club that we're not in.
And the one they use to bang you over the head with.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I remember that. Fresh as George Carlin, and believe me, he did it in such a funny fashion, a humorous fashion, but believe me, he put the picture out there in your face of what...
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
Thanks, Mikey. We're firing on all cylinders today, aren't we? Why aren't they being locked up? Why aren't they being investigated? Because it's a big club and we're not in it, okay? The agenda is the Great Reset. The agenda is one world government. The agenda is digital currency. The agenda is culling the masses. I mean, it's right in your face for anybody that wants to look. The problem is that the vast majority still of the American population and the world, for that matter, doesn't want to look. But we're waking up. That's
bingo.
Bingo. Anything else you want to add?
Hence the question furthermore is, how are they planning on doing the reset?
It depends on if there's any people left to reset. I mean, what's happening here? I mean, seriously, if they push this guy too far, have you seen those hypersonic missiles? Have you seen the devastation that these things are capable of? I mean, these people are beyond crazy. You've got to be crazy to think that at some point in time you're not going to push this guy one step too far. And it's about the money, or it's all about being compromised, or, you know, Jeffrey Epstein's got pictures of him in a compromised position. I don't know.
Well,
but all the money in the world wouldn't get me to do that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Obviously, Epstein is one tool out of hundreds, if not more.
That's true.
As far as the money goes, who knows where that's coming from, and it certainly isn't from gold or silver. It's apparently the Federal Reserve, which is one tentacle of the great octopus. It's got its tentacles all over the place. The only reason that people are not willing to look is either because they're choosing to ignore it or they're just self-preoccupied, just as these people that are behind the scenes do pulling all these maneuvers and shenanigans and does these various distractions to keep people's attention away like a magician's trick. They're a combination of sociopaths and psychopaths. They either do or do not care about what they're doing, and they're enjoying it at the cost of their fellow human beings, for that matter. So,
I'm sure they have their underground bunkers prepared, because you know they've got to know that at some point in time, you know, they're going to push this guy too far.
Well, you're right, except for one thing. I thought surely they got bases out in space outside of Earth's orbit as well.
That's possible. That's possible. All right.
Well,
anything else you want to add? I go ahead.
Well, if you've ever seen the film Elysium, you get the whole picture real fast.
I saw it.
With that, I'll have lime coconut and pine with my Corona and the variants. Later.
All right. Bye. Thank you for the call, Francis. I appreciate it. Okay. I'm feeling up for it today. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind, partner?
Oh, hello, Michael. Michael, this call is by way of a little education that I think most people aren't aware of. You know, this question of Crimea and whether it belongs to Russia or not, or whether it belongs to Ukraine and blah, blah, blah. The Russians don't call it Crimea, Michael. The Russians call it Krem, and it's spelled K-R, I say R with my Boston accent, but K-R-E-M, Krem.
Okay.
Why that is significant, of course it's part of Russia. Even the seat of the Russian government is called the Kremlin. It's named after Crimea, the Kremlin, and the Russian people call Crimea Krem. And it's as Russian as can be, and if anybody doubts what I'm saying, I urge you to read the great Count Leo Tolstoy's sketches of the Siege of Sevastopol. He joined the army when the bloody Brits invaded Crimea. And I say the British call it Crimea because it's a bloody crime what they did to the Russian people. And Leo Tolstoy, Count Tolstoy, he joined the army, and because he was royalty, he was commissioned as a lieutenant, and he fought in the Siege of Sevastopol. And he wrote about it in three sketches, the Sketches of Sevastopol, and it inspired him to go on to write the great classical novel, maybe the greatest novel of all time, War and Peace. And the Russians call it Krem, K-R-E-M.
Dave, question. Okay, so if I refer to it at a later date on a different show, and I call it Krem, should I call it Krem? Because if I call it Krem, nobody's going to know what I'm talking about. Right, so I'm going to have to define it and go into that with Leo Tolstoy, I guess. Okay. Dave, you're breaking up. I can't repeat that.
Oh, I said, well, that's not the point. People can keep calling it Crimea. I'm just telling you that that's not what the Russians call it. They call it Krem, just like they call the seat of the Russian Kremlin. It's as Russian as can be.
Dave, that makes total sense. The Kremlin, they call it Krem. The other people call it Crimea because it was a crime. That's perfect. Okay, I appreciate that.
The English people call it Crimea, you know, but it's... Michael, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, Michael, I'll close with this, a quizzical thought. I'm a believer in the Holocaust, but I'm also a denier of the Holocaust. Now, how could a man be a believer in the Holocaust and at the same time be a denier of the Holocaust? Well, I'll tell you.
If he's schizophrenic.
No, Michael. The thing is I don't believe in the Holocaust as it's been handed down to us, the Holocaust of World War II. But I'm a believer in the coming Holocaust of World War III. I don't believe in this Jewish Holocaust of World War II, but I'm a firm, strong believer in the coming Holocaust of World War III. Okay?
Well,
that's the Holocaust.
I would have to agree with you. What is that in the background, Dave? Is that a siren? What is that?
That's a siren. There's always drama going on around. I'm in Boston, you know. There's always drama going on around here, and
if they keep pushing the way they're pushing, I would have to agree with you. There will be another Holocaust. Only this time, it's going to happen on American soil. You know. So anyway, all right. There's all kinds of background. I'm going to have to let you go, Dave. You got all kinds of background noise going on. I'm having trouble hearing you. But thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Okay, folks, phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. But, you know, as I mentioned to you earlier, it's – thanks, Mikey. As I mentioned to you earlier, folks, you know, obviously at some point along the line, our alleged – and I say alleged – leaders, you know, and that's a matter of – question, have lost their moral compass. And I go back to square one. It's like the old saying, everybody has their price. If you have a printing press and you can print as much money as you want and everybody has to rely on your money, what price is not enough? You could offer anybody you wanted, any amount of money you wanted to offer to get them on your side, right? Or easier, or just as easy, is to compromise them with all of their fetishes or whatever they have going. And, you know, you basically own them and control them. And what's happened is, behind the scenes, while we weren't paying, what's that song, "While You Were Sleeping," they came and took it all away. This has been going on behind the scenes for generations. And guess what? We haven't been paying any attention. Well, now we're starting to pay attention. But the question is it too late? And as a human being, you know, I put myself in Vladimir Putin's position. If I were the leader of a country and I had obviously concern for my fellow citizens, my fellow, you know, human beings, and I had empathy, which it looks like he does. And he's also an Orthodox Christian. Okay. I'm not saying he's the best guy on the planet. I'm sure he's done some bad things, but haven't we all? You know, let he who hath not sinned cast the first stone. But I have seen nothing but good intent from this man, at least during the course of this entire endeavor. And I have seen nothing but vomit come out of this administration and the powers that be regarding trying to vilify this guy. Just like Pete said in L.A., 5 minutes worth on the mainstream media. They're paying these people seven figures to lie to you, folks. Pete in L.A. sent me the link to we can forward to 10 minutes into here in the news reporting Russia in unison. Okay. Does that mean, Mikey, that you could play that clip? Is that what that means? Excuse me, folks. Let me talk to Mike for a second here. If you send me the link. Oh, okay. All right, folks, hold on a minute. Let me see if I can just let's see. If I can get the link here. I don't see it. Okay. You just sent me the link? I don't have the link. So I guess, Pete, if you want to resend that link, I don't know why I don't have it. Nope, I don't have it. I don't know when he sent it. But if he sends the link, I guess I can forward the link over to Mike, and Mike can play that clip. And I missed the break, but he sent it to you. Might not be there yet, or may have been earlier. Okay, so let me take a look here, just a minute. No, I'm looking at everything I've gotten since the show started, Mike. And, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, there it is. Okay, hold on a second. All right, now I'm going to forward this to you, Mikey. Let's see, forward to, give me a second, Mike. Okay. Boom. All right, Mike, it's coming over there right now. Let me know when you got it, and let me know when you got it queued up, and we'll go ahead and play it for the audience's entertainment. I'm kind of curious to hear it myself, but that being said, let's go back to where I was here. I was going to get into, you know, I'd gotten on the subject of losing the moral compass, and I wanted to expound on that, but we did miss the break. Okay, so I wanted to expound on that, but if you can set that up pretty quick, Mike, what is it, about 5 minutes? Do we have time before the break? Or how about if I just go ahead and get into this, and then you can set it up and we'll do it after the break, Mike. Is that good? Okay. Oh, okay. All right. we're having fun now, folks. No, I mean, if it's 5 minutes long, do you want to set it up and then do it after the break, Mike? Or
well, if I can get it going, then we have enough time.
All right.
Waiting for it.
I'm curious. I want to hear this. I want to hear the spin, the hype, the BS. I don't know why I want to hear it, because we hear it all the time, folks.
All right,
but, you know.
All right,
let's do it. Go ahead.
Must have happened here.
We have to conclude without the evidence that it's most likely Russia.
Russian sabotage on its own infrastructure.
It's a common sense matter.
I think it's Putin's way of sending a message.
What Putin is saying to us by blowing up his pipeline is, look, I can blow up a pipeline.
Everyone knows that Putin did this himself.
It's the closest thing to a smoking gun without the direct proof.
Yeah, I think logic and common sense will tell you that
without the evidence,
Russia was behind the incident.
We can say it for sure.
Who sabotaged the Nord Stream 2 pipeline?
The Russians.
I love the certainty, and I appreciate the insight.
Yeah, there's exactly one country on that list of suspects, Brad, and Russia would be it.
It's hard to imagine others with a significant motive,
but...
CIA Director John Brennan.
Russia is certainly the most likely suspect.
Russia is certainly the likeliest suspect.
Russia is most likely behind this.
Russia is the likely cause of it.
Likelihood that Russia is behind the attacks.
Very likely.
Russian.
Likely Russian.
It is likely that this is an act by Russia.
The most likely thing is in fact the most likely...
Likelihood that Russia is behind the attacks.
Very likely.
Russian.
Likely Russian.
It is likely that this is an act by Russia.
The most likely thing is in fact the most likely thing. Russia.
The most likely suspect at this point, according to many, is Russia.
I've heard people I trust saying that it's just probably Russia.
Vladimir Putin, the most likely.
Russia is likely to blame.
I mean, that's totally something Putin would do, and then go blame it on someone else.
Potentially a scenario of cutting off your nose to spite your face here.
Why would Russia bomb its own pipeline? It doesn't seem to make sense if you're thinking in a rational actor scenario, but...
Experts agree that Russia is the key suspect.
Experts say Russia.
Experts point the finger at Russia.
Experts pointing their finger at Russia.
European leaders are pointing the finger at Russia.
And all fingers pointing at Vladimir Putin.
Pointing the finger at Moscow.
Pointing the finger at Russia.
The Occam's razor points to Russia.
Most logical points to Russia.
German lawmakers point the finger at Russia. Spain points the finger at Russia.
All signs point to Russia.
Signs point to Russia. Russia and Russia.
Still kind of seems to me like Occam's razor does still point to Russia's involvement.
Russia is a prime suspect.
Putin, the prime suspect.
This is a not so subtle message from the Russians.
Russian sabotage.
Russian sabotage.
What's happening here is Russian sabotage.
Sabotage by the Russians.
Sabotage by the Russians.
More saber rattle, more intimidation from the Russians.
Putin's playbook.
Sabotage sounds very part of his playbook.
It's essentially owned by the Russians and a Russian company. It'd be hard to protect against self-sabotage.
The assessment is Russia was behind it.
Certainly, the suspicions have got to be Russia who's doing this.
Got to be.
Obviously, Russia.
The obvious explanation that this was done by Russia.
It's pretty obvious this is a Russian sabotage operation.
Russia says, oh, we had nothing to do with this, but come on.
It was probably Russia that blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Oh, I think it did.
I'm 99% certain of it.
Everything that I'm reading and sensing is that
Russia did it.
Russian or Russian forces. So,
Russia has done what it frequently does when it is responsible for something, which is make accusations.
Oh, my God.
Now,
I might miss enough. Look. The experts all conclude it's Russia, folks. Those same experts, the 51 intelligence experts that said that, you know, Russia was behind the interference in the election. Mm-hmm, I see, right? I mean, Joseph Goebbels, tell a lie often enough, right? But here's the scary part of this, is that they're blasting this stuff out ad nauseum time and time and time again by every network out there, who, by the way, is owned and controlled, okay, to the masses, the Kool-Aid drinking masses. And I would just pose a suggestion. I would say, you know what we ought to do? We ought to, every one of those people, every one of those networks, get their name, look them up, and find out how much they're being paid to say that. Because remember I said, everybody's got their price. And that's what's happening here. These people are being arm-twisted, or they're being, you know, the carrot's being hung, and we're going to give you a bonus if you just say this. Or some of them are so stupid, they'll just read off the teleprompter. They don't even know what they're talking about. Anyway, some of them, I'm sure, are compromised. How many? Anybody know? Nobody knows for sure. But the bottom line is, how could in the context of, and I read the article, folks, Seymour Hersh, in the context of that article, okay, when what I had already researched, what I had already known, what I had already heard by Biden, by Nuland, by Jake Sullivan, by all these, you know, puppets, you know, I was 99% sure before I ever read Seymour Hersh's article that we blew up the pipeline. I had a 1% chance, well, maybe we didn't. But, I mean, to insult my intelligence, and yours, I'm sure, that badly, by saying that, you know, they're going to blow up their own pipeline and they're going to basically cost themselves billions of dollars in trade, all right, to show them that they could do it. And the public at large believes this? Folks, isn't that scary? Think about that. Patrick in Texas, you're on with Michael. Go ahead, my friend. Oh, Patrick, I'll hold you over after the break. Don't go anywhere. I'll pick you up as soon as the break's over, Pat. Be right back. You refuse. I stand refused. You were the best for me. But you turned me up. You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me. But you turned me on. You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Anyway, the point is, they never explain the logic there whatsoever when the Russians clearly can just turn the thing off. Obviously, it's the Americans who said for years that they were the ones who wanted to stop the Nord Stream pipeline. But it really isn't a secret that they can get everyone in the U.S. to agree like that.
Yeah, if they wanted pretext to attack NATO or something, they have all the pretext.
All right, folks, we're back with National Intel Report. Yeah, you know, it seems during that montage of all those pundits that were saying, "Oh, it's Russia, it's Russia, it's Russia." It sounded like I heard Bill O'Reilly in there somewhere. But we need to do a deep dive, find out exactly who these people are and how much they're getting paid annually. I know that Hannity's making $39 million a year. I don't know what Mark Levin, you know, but they're all on the Ukraine, you know, the Ukraine flag and rah-rah Ukraine, blah, 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 blah. They make me sick. Anyway, with that, let's go to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, you're on with Michael. Thanks for holding. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I just wanted to point out that it's not just about the banksters and the money. This is like something personal with these people. Smearson, Rabbi Smearson said that even the best of the goy should be killed. When Stalin, we were sending him all of our aircraft. I thought it was B-52s. That's what they had in Vietnam. I think it was like B-29s. They shipped into Uncle Joe there. Uncle Joe had went into Poland before the war started, and he captured 15,000 of the Polish officers, and he wanted to kill them, and he could not get the usual Mongols
to do the job. It was too distasteful for them. So he had to handpick all the Jews to do the job, and they relished the job, and they shot them all, and blamed it on the Germans, which was wrong. But in the book of Esther, where she got the king to let them, the Jews, slaughter all the Greeks, and that was called Purim. And today, that is still their number one favorite celebration. They've done it very ritualistically. They took all the intestines and would wrap them around them and pray around with them. It seems to be some kind of a sickness there that goes back to the way they killed the Tsar. It was a ritualistic, Jewish type of ritual, where the more blood, the more primitive the weapons, the more ritualistic it is. So I just wanted to point that out, that it's what they do. They seem to enjoy it. Like you said, the Jews had done the deed for Stalin. They enjoyed it. So this is a Genra Shigota.
Well, you're talking about the Katyn massacre in Poland, right?
That's right, the Katyn massacre.
Yeah. Right, and but there's something I want to point out. You mentioned, the Goyim. Well, this is what puzzles me, is that, as far as what I know, Joe Biden's a Goyim. I mean, there's a few Goyims in the administration that are going along with this. Are they just that stupid that they don't know that they're being used? And how about all of these pundits? All of these pundits said,
it's called Shabbos Goy. They use them. They use it on Saturday whenever they can't go to the church or do anything physical. They hire white Christians to do it. They're called Shabbos Goy.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll make note of that. All right. Well, that's a good point. Yeah. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, just all I'm saying. It's ritualistic. This is more than just money. That's all I want to point out. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the call. Yeah, but, the moral compass, folks, in this country is gone. Now, I by the way, the phone lines will be open through the rest of the program, 512-248-8252. But I wanted to point this out because, in a recent column, military analyst William Astori, he wrote that George Santos is a congressman, okay? All kinds of flack going on with this guy. This guy's a symptom of the disease I'm talking about. We've lost our moral compass, a lack of honor, a lack of shame in America, no honor, no truth, no integrity. None of those attributes seem to matter anymore. They don't matter. They say that the fish rots from the head down. Okay. So it's permeated through society, and you see it in everyday walks of life anymore. I saw a lady the other day that got mad at me. She couldn't even make change at a In-N-Out Burger, for crying out loud. And they just got mad at me. I mean, blame me because she couldn't make change. I mean, I see it going on all over the place. But, how do you have a democracy or a constitutional republic, which is what it really is, when you don't have any truth? Now, this analyst, a story, he went on to compare America's political and military leaders to the disgraced Congressman Santos. And he says U.S. military leaders appeared before Congress to testify that the Iraq war was being won. You remember that? All during the Iraq war, they'd be called in front of Congress, like, yeah, we're moving forward, changing this and changing that, and we've got this strategy and blah, 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 blah. Remember that, folks? Okay. They appeared before Congress to testify on the Afghan war and how that was being won. That went on for 20 years. They talked to above the progress of the corners being turned, of the Iraqi and Afghan forces being successfully trained and ready to assume their duties as U.S. forces withdrew. And, well, as events showed, it was all spin. It was all lies. And guess what? Now America is at war again in Ukraine. And the spin continues. And this war involves Russia, Ukraine, the United States, and all of its NATO allies. And no party to this conflict has leveled with its own people to honestly explain what it is fighting for, what it really hopes to achieve, and how it plans to achieve it. And all sides claim to be fighting for noble causes and insist that it's the other side that refuses to negotiate a peaceful resolution. And they are all manipulating and lying. And the compliant media, of which you just heard, on all sides is trumpeting their lies. It is a truism that the first casualty of war is the truth. But spinning and lying has real-world impacts in a war in which hundreds of thousands of real people are fighting and dying, while their homes, on both sides of the front lines, are reduced to rubble by hundreds of thousands of howitzer shells. Remember talking about all those refugees coming out of Ukraine, you know, all those people, children, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, parents, all of them being killed, maimed, losing everything they owned. I mean, it's a travesty. Yves Smith, the editor of The Naked Capitalism, explored this insidious linkage between the information war and the real one in an article that was titled, "What If Russia Won the Ukraine War?" But the Western press didn't notice. He observed that Ukraine's total dependence on the supply of weapons and money from its Western allies has given a life of its own to the triumphalist narrative that Ukraine is defeating Russia and will keep scoring victories as long as the West keeps sending it more money and increasingly powerful and deadly weapons. Unless you listen to, you know, Colonel Doug McGregor or Scott Ritter or anybody that has, you know, any brains. But the need to keep recreating that illusion that Ukraine is winning by hyping limited gain. You know who's winning? Zelensky's winning. I'm sure he's pocketed billions by now. Everybody has their price, folks. Yeah. To keep creating or recreating the illusion that Ukraine is winning by hyping limited gains on the battlefield has forced Ukraine to keep sacrificing its forces in extremely bloody battles. And like its counteroffensive around Kherson and the Russian sieges at Bakhmut and Soledar, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vershinin, a retired U.S. tank commander, wrote on a Harvard's Russia Matters website, he said, "In some ways, Ukraine has no choice but to launch attacks, no matter the human and material cost." Well, let's see what Sergeant in Oklahoma has to say about this. Sergeant, you're on with Michael. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm just having a ball. Usually I tell people, they ask me that when they get my Uber. I say, oh, I'm just having a ball driving my Ubermobile. I'm just having a ball looking at all this lunacy. Go ahead.
I don't know how you do the Uber. I would have already have blown a gasket doing Uber.
Why? I have to ask you why. I enjoy it. Look, Sergeant, let me tell you, okay? When I'm on the air, I'm preaching to the choir. A lot of these people out here I'm talking to know more than I do, okay? But when I get one of those captive audiences in the backseat of my car and they make the mistake of open the door, it's Katie bar the door. Watch out, folks, because I unleash. And they walk out. Go ahead. I'm sure they don't sleep at night after I get done with them, Sergeant. Go ahead.
I'm an industrial electrician, and I do the same. If you open your mouth and ask, you're going to get more than you asked for.
That's the key, because if you volunteer it and they don't ask for it, you're likely to get a bad rating from the passenger. But if they open the door and I make sure they know they open the door, then they get an education like they don't believe, they can't believe. And I have gotten so many compliments from people thanking me because they don't, you know, the truth is, Sergeant, as we all know, they're starved for the truth. They thirst for the truth. They're not getting any of it from the mainstream media. And somebody comes along that opens the door and makes sense to them, okay, now all of a sudden they're all ears.
The problem was they didn't get the truth in elementary school. The biggest problem is that these people don't know history. You want to call me because of my last name being German and an anti-Zionist or Nazi? My family fought them. We made sure that those that did not want part of this fight got to go somewhere safe. Those that wanted part of the fight, we armed them. And that's where I'm at today. You want to fight this fight? I'll arm you with everything. The history, the truth history, and what's wrong. That's why I love your show. Is there's no like you said, Katie barred the door. There's no holds barred here.
Right, and that's just another reason. This is a segue in. It's another reason why you support our end, because you're not going to get this level of truth out there, okay? Anywhere that I know of, and I've watched a number of them. This is no holes barred. Go ahead.
I found shortwave at the age of 9 because of a Boy Scout medal. When I found shortwave, that was the eye-opener, heart-opener to God. I found more truth than any pastor was ever telling me. The white papers on 2030, all that. And I'm going, how come these folks aren't talking about this? If this is coming, and I was 9 years old.
Well, you knew where to look, Sergeant. I mean,
no, I was taken. I was taken where to look. And that's why I'm with guys like you today. If we do not warn, my grandson was born yesterday, 8 pounds, 1 ounce, 21 inches long, and mama couldn't have delivered him. If I did not have the medical services, I'd have lost both of them. Yet we're so scared of medical services because of what they want to do. They wanted to give him this jab or that jab, and I said, no, 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 that's my grandson. No. You want to talk to me? Come see my lawyer. I stood up. They backed down. All we got to do is stand up, and this evil
I couldn't agree with you more, Sergeant. My son went through it with my granddaughter, and you know, that's their regimen. That's what they try to do. They try to swoop them off into another room and start jabbing them. And circumcision is another issue. Okay, so you know, you've got to stand up, but we've got to wake the people up to be able to stand up and know what they're standing up for. But thanks for the call. I got to run. I'm running out of time here, Sergeant. I wanted to get through
this.
Sir. I got another call, but thank you. I appreciate your input, my friend. Let's go to Laura in Michigan. Laura, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. What's on your mind, girl?
Hi, Mike. I thought that only Congress could declare war on a country.
Well, that was my thought, too.
Not NATO. Not a bunch of Jews. I thought it had to be Congress.
Well, that hasn't happened since World War II. Go ahead. That's part of that moral compass going down the...
Nobody's even mentioned Congress.
Well, Congress is a thing of the past. It's just like Joseph Goebbels, tell a lie often enough. If you go to war often enough, people over a period of time, especially generationally, they seem to forget about it because they're not taught it in school and they don't learn it. They don't take the initiative to learn the Constitution or learn the laws of the land, okay? So they don't know any different, and they don't object if they don't know. It's just like those people in the Philippines I told you that take a shower with cold water. They don't know any different. Our young generation is being taught, they're being dumbed down. Okay, so they don't know any different. And it's us. It's the generation, baby boom generation. It's the people that had the initiative to wake up to find out. And, you know, folks, we're not going to be, as John Stadtmiller says, we're not going to be, you know, shuffling around on this mortal coil for very much longer. And it's our responsibility to make sure these people know, you know. But that's why they don't know, because they're not taught, Laura. Go ahead.
Right. I pray for Putin every night. Ask God to bless and protect him. And then make wise decisions. He'll make wise decisions.
I give that man a lot of credit. He's got more patience than I have. I'd have launched a nuke by now, I'll tell you that.
He doesn't want to kill anyway. A bunch of his fellow Christians. That's got to hold you back. But you know, if one of those missiles goes off, you're still getting that cesium-137 or 160 or whatever it is. Everybody's going to die just from what they breathe.
Oh, I know.
No,
I know.
You gotta get the iodine. That's until your.
I've already got iodine. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I've got my stockpile. And folks, she's right. You need it. You need nascent iodine. You need Lugol's iodine. You need iodine. Okay. The radiation comes. You know it's going to affect your thyroid gland if you don't have it. You're right, Laura. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day, honey. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
But you know, folks, an objective analysis of the war in Ukraine, it's hard to come by through the thick fog of the war and the propaganda, which is why I say, you know, because you can handle the truth. We should be paying attention when a series of senior Western military leaders, active and retired both, make urgent calls for diplomacy to reopen peace negotiations. And they warn that prolonging and escalating the war is risking a full-scale war between Russia and the United States that could escalate into a nuclear war. We got to go to a break. Last segment coming up. Phone lines are still open. Be back at 3 with the final segment. Stick around.
The last part's coming up.
But the picture has a mustache.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Folks, we're back. Final segment of the National Intel Report. Boy, I wish if I had more time, I'd let you play that song. It's one of my favorite songs. Last caller of the day. Let's go to Misty in Kansas. Misty, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind, girl?
Hi, Michael. I just want to say I stand with you, and I've been saying it for months, you know. They're pushing Putin up against a wall.
and he's going to do what he's going to do. Anybody would, and I agree with you 100%. We also need to look at, my gosh, America, not only are we dealing with this mess, but America is under attack. I mean, we've got the food. We've got the invasion on the southern border. This stuff in Ohio, my God, did you see that explosion that they did intentionally?
Well, I don't know for sure that it's intentional. It's questionable, but, you know.
No. they did. Instead of I'm sorry if I'm talking loud. I kind of got an ear stuffy. No, they did. Instead of trying to, I guess, scoop or transfer the stuff into another container, they did light it on fire. I guess you haven't seen this, but it is in fact the truth.
Oh, I saw a clip of it. I saw a clip of it, and I haven't, Misty, I haven't done any deep research on it because I was too busy with this other report. I only do 2 hours a week, as you know. So, you know,
I understand. Well. But the deal with this too is that waterway. It leads into the Mississippi River. I mean, this is not a good thing. We are being attacked on every front there is.
Does it surprise you, Misty, what we've seen over the past 3 years? Does it surprise you? I mean, what we've seen over the last 5 years, but it's worse now. I mean, their backs are against the wall.
No, it does not surprise me. I was born in 62, you know. No, it doesn't surprise me. It's just waking up at this point and then people making jokes about it. You know, if these people go to their underground bunkers, whatever, I mean, the earth is destroyed by all the... by all the destruction, unless they've got somewhere... They're going to hide until the earth heals itself, which it will. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, in a few million years, you know. What's the half-life of radiation? But these people, you know, does it surprise you, though? Because if they're stupid enough, these people are pushing for a war thinking they can win. And even if they win, there would be nothing left.
Exactly.
So, you know, you have to scratch your... Yeah, so they must have made their plans to go off-planet or go underground or something. Because the bottom line is...
You can only stay underground for so dang long, though. Come on, let's be
real.
With the
amount of corruption that is being unveiled that is now in people's face, and people are waking up, not to the level that we are, okay? But they're pushing for this to... part of it is to cover their crimes. And they'll stop at nothing. Okay, because they'll be perped, walked through the streets, tarred and feathered, and hung by their genitalia. Okay, but it doesn't surprise me. Anyway, I gotta let you go, honey. I'm out of time, but thank you for calling in. I appreciate it, Misty. Okay, and I appreciate your thoughts.
You.
Folks, I want to remind you, hey, look, when you get a chance, go into naturalearthmedicine.com. Buy a wand. They work. Okay, I own one. Okay, it works for me. It also helps to support RBN, folks. Okay, and take a look at some of the other products we have, too. Thanks. We're out of time. I'll see you same time, same station next week. Appreciate all the callers. Thanks for the input, folks. We're right on target here. We know what's going on. See you next time. Bye for now.
Into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.